bye, 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 my baby, bye, bye.
95.3 The Bull. Before I say bye-bye and turn things over to Ryan, it's time for Bull Bits.
Hey, here are some Bull Bits for you.
Wait, did you say bits?
Yeah, buddy. That's what I said. Bull Bits. On 95.3 The Bull.
All right, this is crazy. When I heard this, I was like, what? There's got to be better places to hide money. 28% of women, and 25% of men hide their cash in their home in the freezer.
Really?
So watch for cold, hard cash. Oh. But that's a dad joke.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's a dad joke.
I'm sorry. But it's true. That's where they're hiding their money, in the freezer. What?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard of people hiding money in the walls. You've heard of people hiding money in different places, maybe a lockbox or something. In the freezer?
Yeah, in the freezer.
You might get a thin mint. You might get, I don't know, $100 in cash.
What are you digging in there for? Nothing. An ice cube.
Yeah,
sure,
right.
You are. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're gonna learn something about one another right here with this next story that I bring to the table. Chris Hemsworth, the actor who plays Thor in the Marvel movies, is under fire because he and his wife celebrated their twins' 9th birthday by pushing one of their faces into a cake.
Cool.
Is that something that you do? Because he's under fire right now. Are you somebody who, like, oh, we're about to blow out the candles and take the picture, I'm going to shove your face in the cake?
Well, it depends on what the force was. If it was a loving tap or it was a full-fledged WWE kind of thing. You know, you know, people do that with wedding cakes when they cut the cake at a bride and groom and they smear it in everybody's face.
That's endearing. Right?
Oh, like, oh, is it really?
I think okay. So. Yeah, the little, like, oh, I'm going to put some on your nose or whatever. Like, I think that's endearing. But when you're doing it to a child and, like, and your face is in a cake, that's trauma.
Again,
I am not a big fan of the whole face in a cake thing. And then you've ruined the cake. Your nose has been in the cake. What about germs? And so,
we're family. It's a dad thing.
I guess.
It's all good. Unless it was done maliciously or tenderly, there's a difference in force. That's how I would say that.
WWE.
Yeah. Cereal prices are soaring. Have you seen the price of Raisin Bran now? Jiminy crickets. It's like $7 for a box of Raisin Bran.
Ooh.
By the way, generic Raisin Bran is $2.50. Generic raisins? Are you sure they're raisins? But cereal prices are skyrocketing. They say soaring grain and sugar prices. The grain prices are rising because of the war in Russia and the Ukraine. I did not know this, but Ukraine is a major grain producer. Apparently, that's where we get a lot of grains for cereals.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I thought it would be right here in the U.S.
Like in Iowa.
Right? Literally, we could make a whole bunch of cereal.
Be a lot easier. We don't have to go to Ukraine for the grain. We got it right here down
I-90. Exactly.
So let's go get it.
The other thing I want to bring, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey and all the other guys, the circus is planning to tour again. You know, they shut things down after some not-so-great things came out about the way that they treated their animals. Well, they're not taking any animals on tour with them, but they will feature high-wire acts, trapeze artists, trampoline bicyclists, acrobats, a BMX riders. I'm trying to – they got a whole bunch of letters over here that are just dancing on the page in front of me. And skateboarders, too. Skateboarders are now in the circus.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever have the dream as a kid of running off to the circus, Steve?
No.
No?
I'm living the dream right here with you every single day, yeah.